We looked through over 3,000 apps and found that 60% of all subscription cancellations were actually being made within the first hour. So people wow. start a free trial, use the app, don't like it, and unsubscribe immediately.
How can you boost subscription app revenue in 2023? Hello and welcome to Growth Masterminds. My name is John Kutzier. Every app publisher wants subscription revenue, right? Obviously, automated monthly payments, no more complete dependence on in-app purchases. You don't have to rely on ads all the time. It's super sweet, but it's also hard, extremely hard, especially right now. So how do you get more out of your subscription app or game in 2023? Here to chat is Rena Kurbanoff, who's a co-founder and CEO of AppHood. It's a revenue data suite. It's embedded in over 3,000 apps. It helps marketers maximize profitability. Welcome, Rena.
Yeah. Hi, John. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you as well. Glad you could join us. You're joining from Thailand. It's 9:30 p.m. right there.
I don't
feel sorry for you. You're in paradise, so I hope you're enjoying it. That is great. Not so good for the rest of us, but give us a 30-second intro to AppHood.
Yeah, so sure. What is AppHood? AppHood is a SaaS in-app revenue data suite designed for mobile teams to grow faster by making data-driven decisions. It helps you to easily integrate in-app subscriptions to your app, manage them, and grow your revenue. So we provide a convenient way of working with revenue data. We have more than 20 charts, dashboards, a conversions funnel, a cohort analysis tool. You can improve your paywalls and in-app purchase conversions by running A/B experiments in AppHood. So AppHood is kind of a place where more than 3,000 app owners find the answers to their question about how to grow their app. Cool. So this is AppHood.
And I'm guessing the HUD is like a heads-up display. Is that where the HUD comes from?
Not sure. You know, it's...
You're just the co-founder. You weren't there at the beginning.
You know, I don't know how it was the name. We just were searching for available domain.
It usually works.
Yeah.
Blue ox or something like that, or whatever, some color and some animal or something weird like that. I'm going to go with the heads up display. Let's start here. What are the core challenges to driving subscription revenue?
Yeah, sure. So a big challenge, I think, is you're optimizing ad campaigns the right way, right? Let's say in Facebook or TikTok, the two major players for ad networks, you can optimize for events or for value. So there are events-based optimization or value-based optimization. It becomes even a bigger challenge if you have in a subscription app or you have a subscription app with mixed in-app purchase offerings. Mm-hmm. You may have a paid subscription, free trial subscription on the same screen, the same paywall, right? And you can, your users led to choose between a paid subscription or a free trial. And you may also have a non-consumable purchase, which is called a lifetime purchase. So how to deal with all these three types of purchases on the same screen and to use the universal UA strategy? I would like to talk about value-based optimization first and then jump to event-based optimization.
Yeah, there's also the preceding problem, which is getting somebody to pay in the first place, right? I mean, like, you know, you have that with in-app purchases, of course. There's a reason why there's so much ads-based revenue, ads monetization in games and ads and apps already. That's probably the first challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Most of the apps are now using subscriptions. Games are not so popular with subscriptions. So So yes, you're right.
Yeah, but it is amazing. I mean, if you look at the top grossing, certainly in terms of apps, I'm not certain if that's true in games, but certainly in terms of apps, you see like the Calms of the world, you see others. Subscriptions is a huge driver of, yes, of massive revenue. Some of the, if you're looking to be successful, subscriptions is definitely on the plate. Let's talk about, what's a typical flow? Like, what typically happens if you're taking a user and you want to end up with, maybe you're taking 1,000 users and you want to end up with, let's say, X number of subscribers. What's a typical flow?
So typical flow is first building your basic funnels, right? I mean, conversion to install to free trial. It's the first funnel. The second funnel is from free trial to paid subscription, or it can be another funnel is from install to paid subscription. So we have to measure all these three funnels, and especially it comes even more difficult if you have, as I said before, a free trial and paid subscription on the same paywall. So I would start with finding your typical conversion rates and compare it with with the market to find which country converts better for you. It's not necessarily be United States. It depends on the app. Some apps may convert even better on different countries, on European countries, or even in Asia. So you have to look through all the countries, all the tires, and find what is the best ARPU for your app.
So there's a lot of challenges there. One of the challenges, of course, is optimizing that free trial. A lot of people want to start a free trial, maybe. Not everybody wants to continue it. Talk about optimizing that free trial stage.
Yes, sure. So what the challenge I see here is that users very often cancel their trials here, right?
Put it on their calendar. Started free trial today. Yeah. 6 days for an hour, whatever the period is. Cancel.
Okay. So I see here two options if we talk about value-based optimization. So let's say about value-based optimization in Facebook or TikTok. What can I suggest? One option is to send a custom value with your free trial event, which is basically a subscription price multiplied by average conversion rate. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a monthly subscription, which costs $9.99, and you view your historical conversion rate, which is approximately 25%. So what I suggest is to send to Facebook or TikTok or whatever $2.5, which is, $9.99, which is $10 multiplied by 25%. Mm-hmm. So you can pass this custom value and use the same purchase event for all purchases. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know that there are clients that have free trials subscriptions and paid subscriptions, and they run their marketing campaigns with purchase event optimization. But when I ask them, what do you send to your purchase event? They say that we use both free trial and the paid subscription. We all send to the same purchase event. We all map with the same event. So it's not the right way. By default, Facebook uses a zero value for free trials.
Interesting. So Obviously, there's a lot of work into building your funnel, into building your offer, into building your page where you explain things and also providing the value that you're offering and everything. Your focus here, however, is let the machine figure it out. Let the machine figure out. Assign a value based on what your initial, what you're going to get for the subscription and your your conversion rate, and let the machine figure it out.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, there's another option. It's not sending like a price multipliable conversion rate. You can also send your lifetime value as a custom value to your free trial events. So it will be like sending a custom value to free trial events or to paid subscriptions. To then optimize for a value, but it's kind of risky.
That was the word that came to mind.
Because it's experimental. But I know that clients, some of our major clients are using this value based optimization very actively and successfully. Mm-hmm. So I would not recommend it to start with this. I would recommend it to try a new experiment. If you already have successful campaigns, you can try value-based optimization with custom values.
I think that makes a ton of sense. Absolutely. If you try based on your initial starting month value or something like that, right? Way less risky than on your LTV, which is going to be a significantly higher number. Talk about that auto renew and what that looks like. How can you optimize the number of people who don't cancel the subscription?
Yeah. So as I said before, a lot of people cancel free trials in the first session. You know, we recently made a research available to public based on our data. We looked through all the 3,000 apps and found that 60% of all subscription cancellations were actually being made within the first hour. So people start a free trial, use the app, don't like it, and unsubscribe immediately. However, you already recorded this event, right? Facebook already learns on this event. You don't want such temporary subscribers to be targeted on, right? So, what can be done here? Of course, you should try to get rid of such audience. So I suggest sending to Facebook or TikTok a custom event called, let's say, trial active event, which we actually track and send if you use a card, of course. So how it works, it's just tracks your subscription, and if it's active within 1 hour and it's not canceled, then you can send increased value to your SCAD network. However, of course, there are some downsides of this that I can talk about.
Before we dive into that, talk about what's going on when somebody cancels a subscription within 1 hour. You said, was it 60% of people cancel a subscription within 1 hour?
Yes, 60% of people who ever canceled subscription manually, they cancel within 1 hour.
People who cancel, they do it within the first hour. What's your sense of what's happening there? Are they trying the app? Are they getting some initial value, the initial value they want, and then saying, okay, I'm out of here? Are they just trying the app and saying, nope, don't like it at all, and getting out? What do you think is happening there?
Most people just don't find the value, but not all. Because we have actually a feature called Win Back Subscribers. And I know that it is possible to get back 10% of such users by providing
those people that cancel within the first
hour. Yes, exactly. Wow. So if a person cancels subscription, we can send him a push notification immediately. Hey, please don't go. Here's more free trial for you. Here's one month free trial or a discount for you. So you can win back up to 10% in the revenue. So not all these people unsubscribe and leave forever.
Yes, yes, good. Now, you said there was a downside potentially about sending that event to either Facebook or TikTok or some other ad network when a free trial hasn't been canceled, when it's active. What's the downside there?
Yeah, so the first downside is, so when you try to target people who are not likely to cancel your subscription immediately, you may get a higher CPM.
Yeah.
Every time you create a smaller audience with some filters, you get an increased CPM, which results in a higher acquisition cost.
Mm-hmm.
So on one side of the scale is a better targeting, and on the other side of the scale is a lower CPM. Mm-hmm. So it's up to app marketer to decide or to test which strategy fits their app.
And play with that lever a little bit,
yes, and see
what happens over the long term.
Yeah, and another major downside is that a subscriber must launch the app again while trial is still on, which sometimes just don't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, unfortunately, SCADE Network doesn't have API, server API yet. So ad network may not get enough events to learn on. So this is the second downside. So you get lower in such events.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a great app, if you have a big app, you may have enough events, but still.
Right, right. So what's the percentage that make it through to the auto-renew stage?
Oh, it depends. Very depends on the app. Very depends. So it can be from 10% to 50%. So I would not answer that question because it very depends on the app.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a metric you do talk about. It's ARPAS. What is ARPAS? ARPAS.
Yeah. It's a kind of popular metric among app developers. It's called average revenue per activated subscriber. It's mostly used for app developers with mixed in-app purchase types. So let's say you have an app, and you have a free trial with a paid subscription or the lifetime purchase on the same paywall or the app, doesn't matter. To calculate ARPS, you can divide total revenue generated by all your subscribers by the number of any activated subscribers, including those who canceled free trial. So it can be useful for bidding decisions. Let's say you have an ad campaign for purchase event optimization, and you map both your free trial and paid subscription events to this purchase event. So your cost per result, which is actually cost per action CPA, is a value which shows you how much a free trial or a paid subscription costs. So it's basically a cost per activated subscription. In AppHard, we have such chart, which called ARPAS chart. So you can compare ARPAS with your CPA. So even if a user just made a free trial and canceled immediately, it will still be counted. It's kind of very similar to ARPU, but including those free trial users.
It's interesting that those who cancel a free trial are still counted as an activated subscriber.
Yes, yes, yes. Because, as I said, some people, some app developers, just don't care about mapping different type of events. Whenever a user starts a free trial or paid subscription, both events are mapped with purchase. So, and sent to Facebook or TikTok, whatever, as purchase event. So, and you have a net campaign with purchase event optimization. So, which actually includes both free trials and paid events. That is why it may be useful.
Gotcha. Let's talk about Apple Search Ads. Apple Search Ads is increasingly critical to a lot of apps. Maybe not games. There's some controversy there as to whether it works well for games or not. But it's definitely working well for a lot of apps, and it's a core part of their marketing and advertising campaigns. How do you optimize subscription revenue via ASA?
Yeah. You know, actually, optimizing ASA is easier than other ad networks, you know, just because it works outside of ATT. You don't have to wait 3 days to get the user's purchase being attributed by the keyword. Attribution is in real time, like the old days. It's still
the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. So, advantage is that with AppHunt you can use all 20 plus charts with full support of Apple Search Ads and use cohort analysis, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, cohort analysis is very useful, especially if your app is very dependent on renewals. I know that some kind of apps even very dependent on not only monthly, but even for yearly renewals. So in this case, you will need customer lifetime value chart with not like 180% window, but with more than 365 days window to view yearly renewals. And if you have a free trial more than 3 days, for example, 7 day free trial, it gets even more complicated. You don't want to wait 7 days until your free trial converts or not. You just run your ASA campaigns and use cohort analysis tool to view your total proceeds among keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, a big percentage of in a purchase actually is being made not in the first session. If your app is this app which is dependent on users who make purchases on the second or third whatever session, you need a cohort analysis tool indeed.
Yeah, it's no surprise that most in-app purchases are not made on the first session. I'm pretty sure the game in which I think I've spent like $500 over the past 6 months, I didn't spend a dime till I had probably had it on my phone for a year before I spent a dime on it. So I was a lost cause to those marketers, and somehow I reignited.
The same applies to apps. The same applies to apps for some apps.
Yeah, absolutely. Never give up. Never give up.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's go big picture again. Are you seeing signs of increasing subscription fatigue? Everybody's pushing a subscription. Everybody has, you know, something special in their game, something special in their app. Some apps are pretty much fully subscription. I mean, Apple requires them to have some value before asking for a subscription, but in some apps it's extremely thin. Are you seeing more subscription fatigue?
No, I don't see. I see that it's still very popular. Everybody's using subscriptions. I see that people are trying more than 3 days free trials. I see often that it's become even more popular, 7 day free trial, even 1 month free trial. And I see that in some apps, it has even more conversion rate, bigger conversion rate if you have a 7 day free trial or month free trial. And I see that weekly subscription are getting less popular.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's I found this based on our data with almost 3,000 apps. Yeah, so most people just use a yearly subscription. Yearly subscription is the most popular for revenue.
Let's get totally personal. Didn't even prep you on this question. How many subscriptions do you have personally for apps on your phone?
I would say about five, maybe the most popular, like, you know, like the Apple's ecosystem.
Yes.
And like some major like Netflix or whatever, and Apple Music. And I have an app called a budget app, which I bought recently. It's kind of just entertainment.
A what kind of app, sorry?
A widget app. You know, did you play Tamagotchi?
No,
was very
I never
popular.
Played Tamagotchi.
It was a very popular, like, 20 years ago, yeah. So I found an app, which is a Tamagotchi app based on widgets. It's so interesting for me. So I bought a subscription.
Okay, it's a good thing to eat your own dog food, in a sense, if you're helping apps subscribe, build subscription revenue, it's a good thing to be in that, engage in that, and see what that process is like from the end user perspective. It's so much more powerful for me, for instance, to be buying things in an app, in a game, and seeing what that process looks like, feels like, works like, and rather than just talking about it. So that's awesome. Yeah. You're not seeing any subscription fatigue. Are you seeing it being more challenging to drive subscription revenue in a down economy?
Yes, of course. It's becomes even more challenging than when iOS 14 was released.
Yes.
It's harder to get profitable. It's harder to get started. It's harder, you know, it's harder to get started with lower budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3-4 years ago, you could start a campaign with $100 and see your results. Now $100 per day is nothing, because even if Apple will not attribute your installs, your purchases, it will go like with null conversion value.
Yeah.
So you need more budget to start with. So it's kind of for big players only.
Interesting. Hopefully some smaller players can sneak in there as well.
They do it all the times. They find a way always.
Excellent. Ren, thank you so much for this time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, John.